I'm John Wells, and this is a Hamilton Spectator podcast to accompany part two of my three-part series, Body and Soul, Inside McMaster's Anatomy Lab. I wrote in my story that if the lab director, Bruce Wainman, and his staff are the brains of the anatomy program, and the students are the heart, then the donors are the soul. And the families of the donors? The ones that I met are special people who embraced the wish of their loved ones to donate their bodies to McMaster. All of these family members that I talked to attended McMaster's service of gratitude last May, a beautiful and emotional event where Anatomy Lab staff and students thanked the families. The donors that I focused on in the story were named Fern Nobear, Rosa Perry, and Bill Jameson. They all lived long, full lives, which is the case for most donors, although some do come to the lab younger as well. Fern Nobear's daughter, Pam, lives north of Waterdown. She has a beautiful place up there. She introduced me to Fern's beloved granddaughters, and she told me about her dad, who served at D-Day. Rosa Perry's nephew, John Perry, hosted a service for Rosa in Hamilton Cemetery on a hot summer day that I attended, and it was moving and joyful, and it captured Rosa's firecracker personality perfectly. And I spent an afternoon in Dundas with Bill Jameson's daughter, Pamela, and his spouse, Iris, who is in her 90s. Pamela wears her heart on her sleeve, and she was bursting with pride, talking about her dad, and about his decision to donate. And the moment when an official at the anatomy lab told them that Bill was now part of the program.
She looked at my mom and she said, "I want you to know your husband is now a teacher." Wow, that sent us up to heaven and back. It made us joyful. We were really happy about that. I can't tell you, I don't feel that. I miss my dad. I'd love to speak to him right now.
Yeah.
But we're so happy at what he's doing. I feel like he's not gone because he's still moving on, right?
Right.
Both Pamela and Iris told me that they want to follow Bill's example. Both of them plan to sign their papers to donate their bodies when they die. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you again in part three of the series. I'm John Wells.